Yud Beis Elul, Thursday the 12th of September, Rabbi Dani Hadar, Alexa and Siri on Shabbos.
Huh? You'll have to explain to those who do not know. They're totally
serious.
Unaware. Because they've got their computers.
Okay, good morning. Where are Mosa? It's lovely to be here again. Today, Mr. Hashem, we will be talking about the halachic ramifications of modern-day technology. You know, technology is going faster than we can imagine. And halacha, of course, has to keep up with it, with the new modern-day shailas which come up. And one of the big shailas which have come up in the last few years is the whole concept of voice technology. Typical ones are Alexa and Siri. For those of you who are not aware of what Alexa and Siri are, it's very simple. Alexa and Siri are programs which a person can, you can speak to it. There's a
wake-up,
there's a voice-activated technology. You say the key name, it's Alexa, or it's Siri. Siri's part of Google, so you just speak into your phone and you just say Siri. Wake, you know, and it's like it wakes it up, the phone, and it responds to you. So you just have to say Siri, and you say, what's the weather? And it'll start to say what the weather is. Alexa, the same thing. So, you know, Alexa's not necessarily with the phone. It's its own voice technology. You speak to it, and it responds when it hears the wake-up name, which is its name, Alexa. And then you speak to it, and it responds to you. And the question is, really, what's the issue with speaking to such a thing on Shabbos? Is there an issue with Chama? Maybe there isn't. You know, what is the problem? Can one have a conversation with Alexa on Shabbos? Shabbos morning, you wake up and you're not sure the weather. It's let's say Shabbos afternoon in the winter. Shabbos comes in at 3 o'clock, and you're not going to know the weather. It's Shabbos morning, you can't be sure. So you want to wake up in the morning and say, Alexa, what's the weather this morning? Do I need to take a coat out or not? Right? Would this be mutter or asur on Shabbos? So I just want to point out another thing is, it was a typo on the poster, Alexa and Shiri. We're not discussing Kol Bisha Ervohe, you know, whether Alexa you'll have to hear her respond to you. That's not the, some people thought that there's going to be a discussion of Kol Isha here. We're not going into that now, maybe another time. I'll call upon him. Before we get into that, into the gedder of Dibur on Shabbos, and the melacha of it, I think it's worthwhile we just quickly run through the shittas. You've probably had this before, but it's worthwhile always summarizing the shittas of what is actually wrong with electricity on Shabbos, right? The concept of electricity is a relatively new one. It's only 130-140 years old. And of course, ever since then, the poskim have discussed it. How can we apply the melachas of Shabbos, 30 melachas, how can we apply it to electricity? So, Avshem Zalman Minchas Asher is a very nice summary. He goes through all the shittas. And I'll quickly summarize the main ones. So, the Beis Yitzchak, he holds it's the Rabbanon, he holds the problem of its Moilid. Moilid is a Toldah of, it's the Rabbanon of Makeh B'Patish. Like the concept of Moilid Reicha, that you can't make a smell on Shabbos. You have a beged, you have a garment on Shabbos, you can't spray perfume, you can't give it a fragrance, because you're creating something new. And so, the Beis Yitzchak wants to tell that creating the flow on Shabbos that creates it's a molid rich, it's a drabonon, you're creating something new and it's going to be a drabonon of makeh bepatish. Hashem Zalman wasn't happy with this simply because two reasons. Number one is that molid recha, creating a new smell, that's something which you do and it's not a continuous thing. Something like electricity, which is so easy to be done. And molid, the whole concept of makeh b'patish, which is molid reicha as a drabon makeh b'patish, is something which you need to exert work for. You need to exert malacha for. That's the whole idea. The final hammer blow, you need to put effort into it. This is something very straightforward, very simple to do. You just have to switch something on, or even speak today, right? So how can you say that molid, that's going to be an issa of molid? And furthermore, the issa of molid is very specific things in the Gemara. To extend it to something like electricity, that he says is not muchrach bichlav. So he's not happy with the moilid. Of course, we're aware of the chazanish, boina, second shita of boina, that it's a type of building. You're completing the circuit and you're creating you're building something new. So he wants to hold it's boina. But as we know, many of the poskim were cholik with him. There are those who still take on the Chazon Shtetl, as we know, but I think the general consensus of Poskim, especially in the Sfadi world for sure, is not like Bona. And a very simple, Shomer Zalman says a very simple tiny. He says, look, you know, no one's going to argue closing a door on Shabbat, closing your front door when you leave your house is going to be Bona. Why not? Why is that not Bona? The door's been open on Erev Shabbos. The door's left open. Now you want to close, Shabbos is coming, you want to close your door. You're competing your building, aren't you? No, why? Because it's also the derech is to open and close there the whole time. So to hear that derech electricity is on and off. You switch it on, you switch it off. Right? So how can you say completing a circuit and disconnecting the circuit is going to be a boina and soiser? That's too difficult.
What does Rav Shlomo Zalman say it is?
So we're going to come to
it, but it's not.
I'll come to that. That's slightly difficult, what he says. So there are other shitters about sparks, and I'm going to go into that. And there is certainly have the issue of, you know, that's a whole different discussion. Who's generating the electricity? Okay, that may be an issue. That's not for now so much. But you know, if it's not boina, it's not moilid, it's not sparks, it's not mavi. Right. Of course, I forgot to preface this. We're not talking about incandescent bulb. That's fire, and that's the raisa. I should have made that clear from the beginning. We're talking about electricity like LEDs, right, where it's just the circuit. There's no actual fire involved. Incandescent bulbs will be a deraisa of mavi, according to most of the poskim. I'm talking about electricity which doesn't involve heat. So if you don't have normal LEDs, a phone, for example, or as we're talking this morning about Alexa and these types of things, you don't have moilid. You don't have a boiner, according to Shem Zalman. You don't have mavir. So, as Mr. Wiesenfeld just asked, so what is it? What is the problem with electricity on Shabbos then? There is one other shitter, which I'm going to come to in a moment, but let me just first say where Shem Zalman says, Chashtemish. Shem Zalman says that he's not exactly sure why it's awesome. But, the consensus of the poskim has been, ever since electricity came out, that it's awesome. And therefore, he also adds that if people start using electricity on Shabbos, it will cause them to use incandescent bulbs on Shabbos, which is an Issa D'oraisa. Now, that's what Shem Zalman says, which may be difficult for us to hear. But I think we can perhaps spice this up with something I heard from Osher Weiss a few months ago, and I subsequently saw this in his Shadis of Shubbos, the Minchas Osher. Osher Weiss says something really powerful, and I think it's very amnesty. It's Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says in Shabbos, Daf Mem Dalet. Rabbi Yochanan de Shokish, you know, Bar Pluktas, spent a lot of time learning together. How long do you think they spent learning Shabbos? The Gemara Yerushalmi tells us. They spent 3.5 years learning Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan de Shokish, Avdin Havi Behadi Pirke, Tras Shnin Uflug. They went through all the melachos, and listen to this next line: Man daashkechun mismuch samchin. Where they found a makor for something that should be also, they found it were found as a tolda. Ha deloy ashkechun mismuch avdunei mishum makem bepatish. Says the korban oida, ma shemotzulo ismach las michoy laav samchin. The tolda shrei motzulo samchu laav. This is a phenomenal Gemara. Because normally, the normal way a poisek works is, unless you have a makor that something is asa, it's mutter. Right? We don't begin by saying something's asa, and then we try to find why it's mutter. If the Torah doesn't say it's asa, if there's no makor, you don't try to find why it's asa. You begin, the starting point is, it's mutter. Is there a problem? Okay, let's discuss, let's go through it, let's sort out what the issue is. Right? Here, you have pumfaket. They went through the types of work which should be prohibited on Shabbos. What they could find an av for, to make this into a tolda, they did. What they couldn't find an av for, but they felt should be also, they said we'll put out the makir patish. Makir patish is this wide malacha which catches everything. And when something feels like it's malacha, even though I can't find a makor for it, mavur in the Gemara in Yerushalmi, that they asked it because of Makir Bepatish. And that's phenomenal. That changes the whole understanding of Shabbos. Now, there are some things which are intrinsically you feel should be malacha, should be work. Of course we have exact definitions, 39 melachas and that, but there are some things which are clear, should be melacha, but when am I going to put this? I go through each of the 39 melachas, I can't find a heading for it. You can't find a heading, you put down the Makabe Patish. If that's the case, Tanya Devosha, that what greater melacha is there today than electricity? Our lives are governed by electricity. There's a power cut, we can't continue our day. Right? This is the biggest melacha we can do today. This is everything about our lives is all governed by electricity. And therefore he wants to say, like the Chazon Ish, that actually electricity on Shabbos is d'oraisa, not like all the other shittas which hold d'rabbanan. He wants to say, using electricity on Shabbos is actually d'oraisa, unless there's a mokum to be makel, then he's a soymich to use as d'rabbanan. So in four cases, his matter is considered to be a d'rabbanan, but generally, his approach is that the starting point of electricity is d'oraisa, not because of boina, there's no building here, there's no sparks here, none of that. Very simple. Electricity is something so central in our lives, it's something which is so important, switching electricity on and off must, had the Birch Hashem been around, they would have asked the Mishum Makir Patish. And therefore, he holds this is going to be a deraisa. Something so creative and so much significant, you have to take on deraisa. The Swati Poskim, Chaim Avadia Yosef, and others, they all took on it to Rabbonah, and therefore, many times they were mitzarif, it's being done again. I have to make clear, we're not talking about electricity which has fire, like incandescent bulbs, we're talking about LEDs and these types of things, they took on, it's all Rabbonah. Okay, now let's move on to the central Shaila. Now we've just given the brief summary of what electricity is, and the problems on Shabbos. Is there an issue with speaking to Alexa or to Siri, these voice technology activated devices on Shabbos? So, before we talk about actually directly talking into it and asking Alexa or Siri, what about if it's on? Can you keep it on in your home over Shabbos? I'm not going to talk to it, but I'm going to keep on. I'm not going to switch off before Shabbos. And the way that these things work is that it's constantly recording. It's waiting for that wake word. Whichever device it is, it's waiting for the wake word. Can you keep it on if it's constantly recording? Now the thing is, it's not like CCTV where there's an impression left afterwards. CCTV can always go back and see what's there. This, nothing's left. It's just constantly waiting to hear. It's constantly recording, hearing all voices, waiting to hear these key words, wherever the words are.
In some cases, the radio mobile phones are listening the whole time and recording. All these things are saying today,
they're all listening, exactly.
They said recently that all these things record,
they're stored, you can come back to it.
Yes, you can't.
A phone call, or even just when
I'm... Your mobile phone.
One second. If your iPhone, if it's locked down.
Yes, Siri. Even if Siri's turned on, your phones are listening all the time.
It's Siri as well.
Even if my phone is locked, absolutely. And I'm speaking out to you in my pocket, my phone can hear what I'm saying.
Absolutely, and you know that because you'll see if you discuss something, advertisement the next month will be based on discussions you have around.
The only way is to take your battery out.
Yeah. The Russian.
Okay. I don't think it's a... So let's talk about keeping it on. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Keeping it on without talking directly to it. If we take on our... Truth told them is electricity d'rabbanon or d'oraisa. Shev Zaman, it's d'rabbanon. Vadi Yosef, it's d'rabbanon. Vashavais, the starting point is d'oraisa. If we take on d'rabbanon, then we have a concept, at least as Shulchan Aruch does, Rambam do, Sikresha b'drabbono de l'lichele is mutter, which means, when I am doing something which has an immediate consequential effect, and it's something which is a drabbono, and I've got no interest in it, it's mutter. So, anything which is a psikresha, it's inevitable, so I'm speaking into it, and inevitably, there's going to be sound, but it's l'lichele, I've got no interest in it, and it's a drabbanon. According to the Shulchan Aruch, Svadim, it's fine. And therefore, here, I'm speaking. If I hold it's a drabbanon, it's a psikresha, mid drabbanon, dura nichele, it's mutter. even according to the Ramah, that you need a Pesik Reish Rabbanon, betrayed Rabbanon, in order to be Mutter. Here it's very easy to be Mitzav another Rabbanon here. Derek, Dark and Okadarkoi, it's not Shinsen. I'm sure you can easily be Mitzav another one. Therefore, I think that it's not directly speaking to it, and leaving it on in the background, seemingly would be fine, definitely for Sfardim, perhaps even for Ashkenazim as well. If you hold it still a Raisa, then it's the Pesik Reish Deraisa Kenzayin, right? But here, again, even in Kuntum Rashi, you could say that something so insignificant, there's a tshuva for Bosna, for example, the Gabi Bishol. He says, do you have to, if you're pouring in, let's say, soup into a cup, and you just drank water from it, so there's a few droplets of water left, right? Are you mechuyev to actually take a towel in and dry it out? Is it going to be Bishol, that water? That water's not pre-boiled. Bosna says, no mechuyev to do so. It's good to do so, no mechuyev to do so. Why? Because it's not Melechis Machshavis. Something so insignificant cannot fall under Melechis Machshavis. And therefore here as well, this can't be Melechis Machshavis, even if you hold to the Raisa, and therefore if it's in the background, you're not talking to it, I think it's quite poshut that one can keep it on and doesn't have to actually switch it off. According to what you were saying, by the way, if you don't say what I'm saying, then everyone's going to have a chiv to switch their phones off before Shabbos. Yeah?
But even when you think about it,
not just, but you said even if it's off, you said it's still records.
No, it's off. It's got to be on. It has to be on.
Even if it's locked.
But it's also it is nichelay.
What's nichelay?
Not at that time. At that time, you don't want to talk to Alexa. But the whole idea of listening is nichelay. So the one time.
No, because it's not nichelay at all. I've got no interest in it because I'm not going to be speaking to you on Shabbos. I'm not speaking to you.
Listening is nichelay.
What benefit am I getting from it?
The one time you want it to
but I don't want to talk on Shabbos.
Saying that it's available, that when you do need it, it'll be available and ready.
Fine, but over Shabbos I've got no interest in this thing listening to me. Over Shabbos I have no interest in this thing listening to me, correct?
Unless you're going to ask it the weather tomorrow.
Well, on Sunday morning?
No, today, Shabbos.
Okay, but, yeah.
You want it on and available in case later
Mutter.
You want to use it.
If it's Mutter, fine. If it's Mutter, then it'll be a problem of secretion then.
The mice is insignificant, but the result can be significant.
What is that? Well, how's it significant?
It tells you information you want to
know. No, but it's not giving me information.
You're not interested in it.
I'm not speaking to it. One interesting point. So that's what I'm going to come to now. That's the main. That's what I'm going to come to in a second. There's one interesting point. What happens if your wife is called Alexa? and you call her, and it wakes up, right? By saying, good morning, Alexa, in the kitchen, and it's there as well. It will come on. So then it would be advisable to switch on for Shabbos, of course. But if you didn't switch on before Shabbos, it would seemingly still be Mutter. There's an interesting Magid Mishnah, which Magen Avraham brings in Hilchos Bishul, the Gabi Tzirur. I won't go into the details, but it's used for the Gabi, for example, walking past a house on Shabbos, where the light it's going to come on, right? And even though it's a Psik Reisha, there are many places where matter it. Why? Because there's a Psik Reisha, and there's something which is so detached from my Maisa that you can't say it's a Psik Reisha. When I'm walking, I'm doing a Maisa Halicha, right? If, as I'm walking, the light comes on, to actually then go and say that's a psikresha, is something where I'm washing my hands, let's say. I want to do a Tilis Adayim. And I'm in the garden, I'm washing my hands, and there's grass underneath, so that's a psikresha, because I'm doing a Maisa of pouring. I'm pouring water. I'm pouring water to wash my hands, but there's grass underneath. So that's a psikresha. But there's a Maisa of pouring, of watering there. I'm doing it for a different purpose. Here, I'm doing a myself walking. And by the way, it's coming on, the light. That's already further away from a Psik Reisha.
That's the Raisa.
What's the Raisa?
The light coming on and the...
No, I'm saying it could even be Mutter.
No, because before you differentiated between... Why does it have to be... If it's a Psik Reisha, why does it have to be the Rabbunan? Because now it appears that even if it's a Raisa, it's okay.
I'm saying it's not even Psik Reisha. That's what I want to say. It's not even Psik Reisha. So I'm saying, so with Alexa as well, by speaking to your wife and then saying Alexa, and they're coming on, that could even be not even a Psik Reisha. Perhaps you could tie it that it's not even a Psik Reisha, it's even more than that. I'm doing it myself talking, and by the way, this listening comes on. Now the main question which we need to discuss now is directly talking. Everything we've talked now is all nice, but now we have the Maisa talking directly, speaking to Alexa and saying, "Alexa, good morning. What's the weather today?" Wherever it may be, is a person allowed to do so or not? And the crux of the Shaila Betzim is what's the status of Dibur? Is Dibur part of Melacha of Shabbos or not? So, the interesting Gemara above Metzia, this week's Parsha. One second. So, why is the Milah Kamasa? We'll come to Amri. Why is the Milah Kamasa? Okay, depends. You have to see why. So, there's an interesting Gemara, this week's Parsha, Besachsum Shor B'disha, you know how to muzzle an ox whilst it's fishing. It says the Gemara Chlokes in Bov Metzia, whether you're allowed to prevent the ox from eating, not by muzzling it, but every time it's about to eat, you distract it. It's working. And every time it eats about to eat, you start diverting its attention, you take it, and you stop it from eating. Is that an Isser, the Raisa of Reisachsam Shor B'disha or not? It's Machlokes in Mom Paskin. It's also part, the Dibur, your Dibur is Reisachsam Shor B'disha. Seemingly, Dibur has the same status as Maisa. My speech, my action, the way I'm behaving is creating the ox, preventing it from eating. That's the same as actually physically going and muzzling it. There's an amazing Moshe of Zakenim, Parshas Baal Oischa, in the Parsha of the Mom. So the Pasuk says, Shotu Am Veloktu, the people went, Tochnu Barichayim, Oidocho Bamadoicho, Ubishalu Baporur. They went and they ground it, or they cooked it. And the Moshe of Zakenim asks, where's the cooking? Where's the melacha here? Why did they have to go and gather it from before Shabbos? If, as the Medrash says, all they had to do was think about it, where's the bishlu, where's the cooking here and everything, where's the melacha here, why did they have to prepare? Why did they have to prepare? Okay, collect, fine, but why did they have to prepare the food before Shabbos? If everything's in their mind, and they just have to think about it, and it transforms the taste, as the Medrash says, and what's the problem in doing so on Shabbos? Gather them on before Shabbos, and on Shabbos morning you wake up and see how you feel, and you think about it, and you'll make your chavon whichever way you want it on Shabbos morning. Says the Moshe Zakenim, that even according to the Medrash, you had to actually say what you wanted. It didn't just work in your head, you had to say. And from this, exactly, this is the old Siri. And nonetheless, they had to do it before Shabbos. So you see clearly from the Moshe Zakenim, Bali Tosfos, that actually it's got the status of Maisa, Dibra's got the status of Maisa, and therefore that's why they had to prepare the food from before Shabbos. Because speaking to the Mon on Shabbos, speaking to the Mon on Shabbos would be as if you're making, as if you're being Mavashal, therefore you had to speak to it before.
You're affecting the Mon.
You can't see the effect of it, but there is an effect. I don't know the technology, what's going on exactly, but there has to be some result.
It's not as though
you can't see it. Bishul, you can see the fruit has changed from A to B. Here as well, something's going on. You possibly can't see it.
That is right. If you make a difference between the rice and the oven, then it would make a difference.
Why is it?
Bishul is the rice.
Yeah. This is a matter of the balance, not the point. I'm just trying to bring out the point that you see from these two Bukuris that Dibra has the same status as Maisa. What's the Lafshein by Maisa?
The Hagudah's Eidus.
Okay.
Is considered the Lafshein by Maisa. And so the Maisa is why? Because you're only speaking. Tosfos mistapik on that. So Hatzad that speaking, even as something which could affect a death sentence on somebody, might be considered a
Maisa.
Yeah, but if you speak, for example, to a horse on Shabbos, you want him to go.
That's a Bechamer, that's a special sort of behavior. In a Bechamer. That's a Bechamer.
If it also this is.
That's a behavior, because the name is your own.
Speaking is also something.
No, you can't. That's precisely
the point. What
do you mean a cold salad?
You can't make a salad.
There's no lock involved.
Oh, if there's no lock involved, why not? Yeah, no lock involved, why not?
Raw mon can become a raw salad.
Yeah. But, so that's the motion of the Kedim in Parshas Baal Oischa. But, on the other hand, we have other Mekor which seem to indicate otherwise. So, for example, in Simchin Chav Ches, in Hilchos Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Lochshim al nechoshim ba'akrabim b'shul shi'aziku b'im b'kachon shu'tzeda." You're allowed to, if you have a an incantation, you have something there which is about to poison you or to harm you, a type of creature, you can say a lachash. And it traps it, prevents it from coming to you, and it's mutter. Why is that not seder? Seder means to trap something. Here you're trapping it. So you could tie
her. Situation. What did this mean? It
No, no, we're not talking about this. Obviously, we're not talking about that. That's what we talked before. We're not talking about whether there's a chashash of sekona here. Obviously, no. That's poshut. You're doing it through a lachasher, and the heter is that you're allowed to do it. The shaila is, why is there no tzeda? Why is there no tzeda if perhaps you could tie it because you're speaking? Then there's another Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara that says that the Kohen Gadol would speak to the Cheshen Mishpat, and the answers would glow. Right? It's not ksiva. Why is it not ksiva? The answers would glow. The letters would glow. Right? Why is that not koisev? So perhaps you could say as well, the dibur isn't the same as maisa. Le maisa. I think that those two rayas aren't very good rayas, simply because the reason tzeda is mutter, Mishnah Berurah says, he says very clearly, he says, ein zet tzido tivis. This isn't the natural way of trapping. Right? This is going to take us back to how we began with the Rebosha, in the beginning. Tzedah, it's not the normal way of trapping things. The normal way you hunt is the net, or whatever, shoot, whatever it may be. If you don't do it, there's a physical action involved. You don't do it by speaking. Therefore, that's why it's mutter. Similarly, the normal way of kosev is not by speaking to something and the lights come on, and the answers glow. The normal way you write is write with the pen, right? There's even a shal in the post going to now, by invisible ink. If you have invisible ink, can you put powder in it and make it come out on Shabbos? The point is, this isn't the normal way of doing things. Whereas, Alexa and Siri, these are the normal way of doing it. And therefore, to bring a raya, that's not a dibur. The two rayas which we bought before, both from the Mon and from... what was the other raya we bought? The Sassan of Adisha. That's a normal way of doing it. You can rent it by speaking to it. That's the way they would speak to the Mon. That was the derech of doing it. And therefore, that's why dibur kamaisa, when it's the normal way of doing it. These other two examples that we bought, these are not common ways of doing it, and therefore it's mutter. So therefore, with Alexa and Siri, this is the common derech to do it. The maisa would seem to be a problem of dibur, that the dibur itself is also because you're activating it, and the dibur would be considered like a maisa of switching on electricity. And just like for every electricity, also like we began, for every reason that is, dibur will have the same status, drabanon, drabanon, so whatever it may be. They also have the issue of dibur chol. So you said, this gentleman said before, that it's amulakim. The shayla is, what's wrong with amulakim? So if amulakim is also mitam shluchoy, he's my emissary, then that's not going to apply here. There's nothing wrong with the dibur. The problem is that you're appointing someone to do something for you. If the problem there ever is shleihei dibur shel Shabbos, shel chol, dibur shel Shabbos, if the problem is dibur, it's a mundane speech, it's not a, you know, you shouldn't be talking about halacha, then that. You could also say, it also applies to speaking to Alexa, by speaking to it, could be fall under the category of dibur of chol, and therefore that would be also on Shabbos. So one final thing I'll leave you with is programming Alexa to come on, before Shabbos, programming it to come on and tell you information on Shabbos. You set it before Shabbos to come on Shabbos. So what Mutter Raza? What is Mutter Raza? But there's Ashma's call here for Ashkenazim. Ashma's call. Like you can't switch on. Can Ashkenazim leave the washing machine to come on before Shabbos? Program it to come on Shabbos?
Avshemilsa.
Yeah? It's not Avshemilsa this? A TV. Yeah. Is not Avshemilsa?
The whole week.
Well, but you should know that's only for Ashkenazim. For Shulchan Aruch clearly holds there's no problem with Avshemilsa at all. It's absolutely mutter for us rather to keep to program a washing machine to go on Shabbos, no problem. And therefore, the same with the power of Alexa Siri. To program it from before Shabbos. You could tie in a Zilusa to Shabbos, these are all types of things which are very difficult to define. And you know, you can't put your finger on it. But strictly speaking, Aloha Lamaisa for Sfadim would be fine. To program it from before Shabbos, to come on Shabbos, give information, because we don't have an Issa at all of Avshemilsa. Have a great day.